With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined once again by Pat LaMusta, the Linfield High School football coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. We're almost at midseason here. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, Rick, for having me on.
You know what? You are doing well. Your team is doing well. And I know that you had a big, big night this past weekend against Ipswich on senior night. Now, senior night seems a little bit early, and why is that this year?
I think that was our last home game because we didn't get the North Attleboro game scheduled until late.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of had that pinned as our last home game, and we figured we'd keep it as a league game. So, I guess it's just how it panned out.
Yeah, it seems early, but... You know, we're approaching midseason, and actually there's only a few more games before, the crazy season begins. But, Coach, I have to ask you, first of all, about the game against Ipswich. We know that Ipswich is a young team, and they're rebuilding. They challenge everybody best they can on the one hand.
Yes.
But on the other hand, it looks like your team, and Coach Ingram used to tell me this many years ago when they were playing someone who might not have been, at the top of the game at that point. He said, you got to treat everybody, like it's the World Series, like it's the Super Bowl, and you just have to face them that way. So your team, it looks like they executed every which way that you wanted them to against Ipswich.
Yes. So, I mean, Coach Lampkin has a formidable group of sophomores that are coming up through the ranks. So I think with some time, they're going to be a very, very strong club.
Mm-hmm.
We had some numbers, I guess, in terms of depth that helped us all in that game. And offense played well, defense played well, special teams played well. So it was a good all-around effort. And then for the seniors, we had, different seniors making big plays, and, we had this interception return by David Tracy. That was a cool play, interception return for a touchdown. So it was a cool night, and I think Coach Lampkin has a lot to look forward to with that sophomore group.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have some kids that can really turn some explosive plays on a dime. It's just the younger group.
Right.
So.
Well, he's optimistic about who they are and where they're going to go, and he understands, and sort of the kids, that they're young. So the competition in the CAL is only going to make them better. But on your side of things, when I read the story I think it was Item Live, special teams, and special teams, Pat, sometimes like with punting and so on, it really doesn't matter what the other team is going to do, because most teams don't really field punts, and so field position, that kind of thing, PATs, the other kind of thing, at this point in the season, for your kids to be doing that, that's got to feel really pretty good, because that's a strong point for you guys.
Yes, we've been very fortunate to have Massimo Lagrasso, a junior, who had been focusing on soccer and, shifted his focus and came out for the team. And he's been a great PAT field goal kicker for us. He has been awesome on kickoffs. So we've been able to really start defensively in favorable positions because we're getting very strong kickoff distance from Massimo Lagrasso.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few touchbacks as well this year. So, and then the punting game, we have a few different kids that have punted for us due to injuries, but, when the Jared Burnaby and AJ Chiradonna, both have been good punters for us. And I think we've been fortunate in that phase.
Mm-hmm.
Have some guys that can do those things.
Having a point after that's automatic is really special in high school. It doesn't happen all that often. So that's huge. I want to ask you about kickoffs, Pat. I've noticed in the last several games that I've covered, the kickoff team has been putting the ball flat on the ground like a squib kick, but you know, belting it line drive wise. Is that something that's beginning to come a thing in the league in terms of making it hard for the receiving team to catch the ball?
I haven't seen it a whole lot. I mean, in my opinion, when you do that, you kind of let the receiving team know that you're up to something, that it's probably going to be a squib or like a line drive or a funky kick. You know, versus if you keep it regular, you know, in the regular position, you still have an opportunity to kind of go either way. But I have seen teams do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're seeing that more in the Northeast Conference, but I haven't seen it a whole lot this year.
Okay, good, because it makes me nervous as hell when I'm watching it. Tell me about the team in terms of where you are right now, Coach, because we're at midseason. You got a huge game coming up. Your offense has really come up with a huge production, 197 points. Your defense even better, only allowing 39. And so tell me about the overall mechanics of the team and how they're all working together.
I think the seriousness level has increased. So, the focus level at practice has increased because we just kind of have that new season mentality each week. Obviously, we're proud of the work that the kids have done up to this point, but, you know, we don't want them or us to feel satisfied. So, you know, we're trying to keep practices as competitive as possible and keep that competitive energy going.
When you get a big lead and you're able to put in other players other than your starters, it does a couple of things. You know, it gives them obviously a reward for the work they do in practice, but it also gets them ready for the next year and the next year and so on. But what's the dynamic, Pat, among the starters who played so well, for example, in this game in the first half, and then they kind of sit down in the second half and watch the younger kids go. How does that work, you as a coach and as a teacher? How do you work with that?
I think it can be hard sometimes, but it's a great team-building exercise because you have starters that are now cheering for the younger guys. So we get pretty strict with them and, you know, we make sure they're all kind of on the sideline and cheering on these guys and not kind of off doing side conversations. Because I think it's a team building opportunity. Yes, it gives those kids opportunity to play football, but you know, at the same time, it gives the older guys a chance to kind of reverse the roles and cheer them on, and kind of it reiterates the fact that we're a team, and it's not just about the starting 11. So, yes, there's opportunities there to build team camaraderie.
Well, the other thing, too, is the younger kids, as they progress and they become seniors and have success, they remember, how the upperclassmen took care of them, and then it's a continuum. You pass it down. It's a great culture. Pat, mention a couple of kids that are really standouts for you so far, and in particular, mention a lineman or two, will you please?
Yes, I think our senior captain lineman, Anthony Morales, and Quinn Hardesty and Alex Baldini, they've been great. They play both sides of the ball. They're like the nucleus on the offense. And then, you know, Joey Cuccinello is just this spark. You know, not only as a, you know, as a senior captain, but he can just basically fire off a long touchdown at any moment. So Joey Cuccinello as a senior captain receiver. And then Joey stepped up and played D for us, too, past couple weeks. So And then the signal caller, Tyler Adamo. Right? So, like, he's in his junior year. He's, you know, becoming a leader. And the kids really listen to him. And I think he's just been a solid decision maker. I think he's showing leadership. And, you know, he continues to be a dual threat, get it done on his feet, and throwing the ball.
Coach, before I ask about this week's game, what's been the biggest challenge for your team so far this year?
I think defensively, we, you know, early we were having trouble playing downhill. So we had a couple of situations where we were getting gashed for long runs early in games. And then I think on offense, just trying to spread the ball around as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to get kids opportunities. We're fortunate. We have a lot of speed. So just trying to get the ball to the athletes in space and, you know, not waste any downs doing it.
All right. Let's talk Amesbury. They opened up the season with that squeaker in overtime against North Reading. And since then, I don't want to say they haven't been challenged, because I don't know if that's accurate, but they've rolled up some big scores. And everybody knows their pedigree and what they did last year and so on. Tell me about this game coming up, and it's an away game for you guys. Is that correct?
Yep, it's an away game.
All right.
Yeah, so it's a formidable challenge every year. It's a difficult offense to play against. You know, you can't rely on your best guys to just track down the ball. It's all 11 guys need to do their assignment every play. Some guys have more thankless jobs than others. And, you know, Coach McQueen, this is his offense that he's run for a while, and they do it well. They know how to use their toolbox on offense. And their defense is solid, too. You know, they don't give you anything in the middle for run game,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're doing it with three solid D linemen and a couple inside backers that really do a good job stuffing the middle. So, and then they have outside linebackers that are, you know, these tall players that are athletic. So I think they present a lot of challenges. You know, so I think it's a nice little obstacle for us and a good challenge for us as we're kind of going towards November.
Yeah.
You know how crazy November can get.
A little obstacle, yeah. The thing is, Coach, you know, it's funny. The wing tee, you keep it on the ground. It's funny. As a fan, I love watching high school football on the ground and moving it. However, you know, if you stop these guys from getting first downs, then that wing tee offense becomes kind of boring when you can't move the ball. But on the other hand, as you said, it's formidable, and they have so many options that they can run.
Yes, I mean, you can't let it fool you. I think it definitely, you know, when I think about big plays they've had against us, they've done passes because they'll lull you to sleep with the run. And then next thing you know, there's a power back or a fullback running down the seam. So it's just they eat up the clock, and you know, and they mix in the passes at the right time. It's a great offense, and they run it well. And it's a physicality game too, right? So I'm looking forward to see how our guys match up physically. And, you know, because I think it's a trenches game, too. It's in terms of D-linemen and tight ends and defending tight ends. And so I'm looking forward to that part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I expect you guys will travel well with the home crowd because this is, I don't know, this might be the game of the year for the Cal.
So I'm hoping we get a crowd up there. It's a fun place to play. They got a cool stadium set up. So I'm hoping we can get a decent crowd up there.
All right. Coach, it's very exciting. I'm thrilled for you guys, for Amesbury, for the league. It's been so much fun. And keep it going, because next we'll be talking about playoffs. But in the meantime, good luck this week, Pat, and thanks for taking the time tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach, thank you. Take care. That is Pat LaMusta, who is the Linfield High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.